You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to an evening walk down the Lal Street. Nifty is marching to 11,400 like the bullet train we may or may not see. And the advice still is to stick to quality stocks. All the happenings on the Lal Street on this rather green week on the Lal Street is what I bring to you. My name is Rakesh Sharma. You're listening to an evening walk down the Lal Street right here on Money Control.
An evening walk down the Lal Street with Money Control.
Well, it can't get better than this if you trade in equity markets. Three straight sessions of rallies put Nifty 50 well above 11,300 and the Sensex above 37,700. Despite muted global cues in the morning, bulls managed to charge ahead, which led to a strong rally in banks, realty and energy stocks. The final tally on the Lal Street, the S&P BSE Sensex closed 216 points higher at 37,752, while the Nifty 50 ended at 11,341, up 40.5. points. Experts see the rally extending towards 11,400 to 11,500 levels, supported by banks and heavyweight stocks. The Nifty Bank ends at a record close yet again after hitting an intraday life high of 28,927.7. The index rallied for the third consecutive day to post its biggest three-day gains since October 2017, according to CNBC TV18. The Bank Nifty Index closed at 28,884, up 440 points, led by gains in HDFC Bank, IndusInd Bank, Yes Bank, State Bank of India, ICICI Bank and Federal Reserve. The action was evident in many large as well as mid-cap names as Sensex climbed a new 2019 high. Over 60 stocks hit fresh 52-week highs and that included names like HDFC Bank, Reliance Industries, Axis Bank, ICICI Bank, Indian Hotels, Karnataka Bank, among others. A strong rally on the Lal Street pushed the bears on the sidelines as bulls took complete charge of the Lal Street, led by liquidity infused by foreign investors, which have poured in more than 10,000 crore rupees in March as of the 12th of March. When most of the stocks are flying high, analysts advise investors to not fall prey to high beta stocks, which might be showing momentum, but instead focus on quality companies with strong fundamentals. Yogesh Mehta, Vice President of Equity Advisory at Motilal Oswal Securities, told Money Control, and I quote, Nifty gave a closing above 11,333 mark, which was acting as a crucial resistance level on the upside. The next level to watch out would be 11,400 to 11,500, which will act as resistance levels. Even the put-call ratio, that is PCR, is not showing any signs of fatigue, which suggests that the rally is likely to continue. When the market moves from strong disappointment to optimism or cusp of a new rally, retail investors should watch out for the stocks that they pick for their portfolio. Stick to quality companies with earnings visibility and do their own research before jumping in to buy the stock. Unquote. Sound advice there coming from Yogesh Mehta, and you can hear more of that conversation that Yogesh had with our own Chitajanand at the end of the podcast, so that's coming up in just a little while. A quick look at some stocks that made all the news on the Lal Street today. Shares of DLF rose nearly 3% after CLSA upgraded the stock to buy from sell. The brokerage also raised the target price on DLF to 229 rupees from 167 rupees. SpiceJet and Jet Airways, meanwhile, fell 2% each after grounding Boeing 737 MAX 8 aircraft in India, which have of course been in the news after the crashes. Shares of A to Z Infra Engineering was locked at 5% lower circuit on the 13th of March after the company lost its management control over its subsidiary company. Well, it's a big day for European markets because, well, it's a big day for the United Kingdom. European markets have been trading mixed after lawmakers rejected the UK's Brexit deal with the EU, which is yet again another major defeat for British Prime Minister Theresa May. Asian indices, meanwhile, finished lower on the back of fresh global uncertainties, with Japan's Nikkei 225 down 1% to close at 21,290.24 and Kospi of South Korea shedding as much as 0.41% to close at 2,148.41. Shanghai Composite fell 1.09% to close at 3,026.95, while Hang Seng of Hong Kong also fell 0.39% to close at 28,807.45. In the midst of all of these falls, India was this rising beacon of green, ending with quite as many gains as it did today. As promised earlier, Yogesh Mehta, Vice President Equity Advisory at Motilal Oswal Securities, spoke to our own Kritij Anand and talked to us about what investors should bear in mind in what appears to be the cusp of a new rally. That's coming up right now.
Hello and welcome to this special podcast powered by Money Control. My name is Kritij Anand and today I have with me Yogesh Mehta, Vice President Equity Advisory at Motilal Oswal Securities. Well, welcome to the podcast, Yogesh.
Yes, thanks.
Well, Yogesh, after a muted start, you know, bulls managed to push the index higher, and now we are steadily marching towards 11,400, which is touted as a big resistance level to watch out for. So what is technical and F&O data suggesting at this point in time?
Shridhij, good evening. And this week, especially, I would mention that market has done a humongous rally. And we have seen all the three days, and Bank Nifty has run up by 450 to 500 points on each day. So today is a hat-trick.
That's right.
And almost 1,500 is a historical move by Bank Nifty after 2007 in October.
Uh-huh.
Now, since we are marching towards 11,400, and today especially, Nifty has given a close above 11,333 mark, which is a very crucial one, a crucial resistance.
Mm-hmm.
Even yesterday, it did not surpass to on a closing basis.
Mm-hmm.
But today, it has given. So, I think the next level on the market side, if you really look at technical, 11,400 or 500 would be the resistance level, because it is new charted territory.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as far as F&O data, options are at around 11,000, highest open interest is around 11,400 and 11,500. Wherein put options maximum are at 11,000 and 11,200. So as per the data this time, and the PCR ratio are not showing any sign of fatigue or the correction. And markets are just marching new highs and on a new territory day by day. Since Bank Nifty is also on a higher side,
right?
29,000 is just a kissing distance of 29,000.
Mm-hmm.
So that is again charted a new galaxy now. So overall, it seems that market has got resistance, but index heavyweights, one or the other, like Reliance or maybe FMCG sector or the private sector banks and the PSU banks, all are taking a lead to march towards new highs and highs every day.
Perfect. And market have sort of taken a U-turn from Feb lows. And, and I'm sure you have a lot of retail investors in your, in touch with you. So any mistakes, to avoid when the market is like, running like a bullet train?
Yeah, that's a very valid point we have discussed this time of markets. When markets are generally moves from strong disappointments and gradually move towards a rally, we can say, which is just a starting point, on the cusp of a new rally.
Right.
So a retail investor needs to watch out for this time very carefully look into the portfolios where they are choosing the stocks and the companies which are again not sort of a non-compliant or it's a dooms company which will again we have seen in past many companies from the renowned houses,
right?
But then it turns out to be a nightmare for them. So this time they should stick to the quality companies where the earning visibility is there, investors are well read, and all this Money Control website and every other newspaper and everything is available for a whole lot of galaxies available of the news flows,
right?
And the corporate action. So they need to be very careful about choosing those companies and better read first and then go for the investment rather than jumping into the bandwagon.
Perfect. Thanks a lot for your time, Yogesh. And thanks a lot for being part of the podcast.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Well, thanks Yogesh and Kshitij for that advice. Always stick to quality companies with earnings visibility and do your research properly before jumping on any bandwagon that might be visible during this rally. That's sound advice to follow now and forever. I should also tell you that in the meanwhile, we have two podcasts coming out. One of them discusses the future of Netflix. Netflix has, of course, been bleeding money. Think of any idea in your brain and there's probably a Netflix show about it. And a lot of the Hollywood studios now have their own streaming platforms. And of the top 15 or so shows that get streamed on Netflix, barely one or two actually belong to Netflix. We only recently heard that they paid as much as $90 or $100 million in order to stream Friends, and just as much, if not more, to keep streaming The Office, which is the most streamed show on Netflix. So if they keep bleeding money to make new shows that very few people are watching, and they instead have to spend a lot more money for content that is actually owned by someone else, is that a sustainable business model? Besides, Steven Spielberg, someone as big as Steven Spielberg, has come out and said Netflix should not be allowed in competition for a Best Film Oscar. This is, of course, another contentious issue. What constitutes cinema? Should you have to go watch it in a theater in order for it to be in contention for the Oscars? Now, all of these discussions are in place, so we're going to be talking about that. In addition to that, we're also talking about the rise of the dragon in Africa, the rise of China, and increasing Chinese investments in Africa is the topic for another one of our discussions, so do be sure to listen to that as well. Should be reaching you in a few hours today. In addition to that, you can also write to us on mcpodcast@nw.com. www18.com with your bouquets, brickbats, whatever you want to listen to, what you have problems with, how we can improve, because we always want to do the best by you. That is a promise. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us, and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.